This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and yes, it is a holiday weekend, but no, I'm not on vacation. I'm doing precisely what I like to do, which is to broadcast this program and share vital health information with you. We're here live. We can take your phone calls, answer your questions related to medicine and nutrition. Our number, 877-726-8255, or more simply, easy to remember, 877-726-TALK, and we'll take your phone calls momentarily. Happy to hear from you this holiday weekend. First of all, I want to wish a very happy Memorial Day to all of you, and let us remember what we're commemorating. We're commemorating the sacrifice of our military personnel through centuries of defense of the United States. And I'm a big history buff, so I just finished a wonderful account of World War I and the impressive sacrifices of American Armed Forces personnel in World War I. Really, really devastating war, the war to end all wars, but unfortunately not. Michael Scherer wrote a great book on World War I. He's a wonderful war historian, covers the Revolutionary War, the Korean War, World War II, and a few years back he wrote a great book about World War I, and it really kind of tells you like it is, the way it was, fighting in the trenches, charging against machine gun fire, the kinds of things that American troops did in terms of courage and sacrifice is just tremendously impressive. Our number, 877-726-8255, and Here's some information about calcium. Calcium intake has become controversial lately because it's thought that all that calcium may find its way into the wrong places, into your arteries or into your brain. And so do you want the good news or the bad news on calcium supplementation first? Which do you prefer? Okay, we'll start with the bad news. But there's a good news aspect to this story. Journal of the American Heart Association reported this month in a story entitled Risk of Ischemic Stroke Associated with Calcium Supplements with or Without Vitamin D. The background on this is there is controversy surrounding the risk of ischemic stroke associated with the use of calcium supplements. And so they did a study. They looked at nearly 2,700 patients who'd had a first episode of non-fatal stroke. And then they began to look at their vitamin D consumption, how much vitamin D they consumed, whether it was calcium they consumed. First looking at calcium without vitamin D. And what they found was there was an increased risk of stroke at high doses of vitamin D, greater than 1,000 milligrams per day. In fact, the risk was twofold, twice as high for individuals consuming vitamin D greater than 1,000 milligrams per day. Now, I've long recommended, well, this is as of 6 or 8 years ago, when I became concerned about too much calcium going into the arteries, I've scaled back on my recommendations of calcium. Even for women with osteoporosis, I might give them 2 or 4 or at most 600 milligrams of calcium per day with lots of magnesium and other cofactors, of course, including vitamin D. But the interesting part of this story, now here's the good news, is that for individuals who took vitamin D, there was no increased risk of stroke. It was almost as if the vitamin D told the calcium to go to the bones and not to the arteries. Very, very interesting study. They conclude, this study suggests that calcium supplements given as monotherapy, that is, alone, at high doses, may increase the risk of stroke, whereas their combination with vitamin D seems to offset this hazard. We've also reported on the likelihood that taking calcium with vitamin K may mitigate some of the damage. We think of vitamin K as kind of a crossing guard telling calcium to go to the bones and not to the arteries. That's what it does. So patients with cardiovascular disease, risk of stroke, we give them vitamin K, as well as patients who have osteoporosis, and sometimes patients have both conditions. Okay, so our number, 877-726-8255, and this item related to zinc and the common cold. The University of Helsinki reports that zinc lozenges may increase the recovery rate from the common cold by, check it out, threefold. They did a meta-analysis of three randomized controlled trials. Zinc lozenges may increase the rate of recovery from the common cold by threefold. On the fifth day, 70% of the zinc lozenge patients had recovered, compared with just 27% of the placebo patients. But here's the rub. The zinc used in this study was zinc acetate, not commonly available except in a certain brand of proprietary zinc lozenges. The dose of zinc in the three studies was 80 to 92 milligrams per day. Now, keep in mind, you don't want to take too much zinc over too long a period of time, because upwards of perhaps 150, say you're taking zinc for macular degeneration, you want to take, you know, think more is better. If a lot is good, more is better. Taking too much zinc can actually have an immune suppressive effect, and it can become toxic at high doses. But it turns out that the recommended daily zinc intake in the USA is just 11 milligrams per day for men and 8 milligrams per day for women. So boosting it up to 80 to 92 milligrams per day, as in this study, turned out to have a beneficial effect on the common cold. So they say that properly formulated zinc acetate lozenges can increase the rate of recovery from the common cold, but many zinc lozenges on the market appear to have either too low doses of zinc, or they contain substances that bind zinc too tightly, such as citric acid. So zinc citrate lozenges may not do the trick, whereas zinc acetate, the zinc is less closely bound to the carrier substance, and thus is made available to enhance the immune system or fight the cold virus. So they say, given the strong evidence of efficacy and the low risk of adverse effects, common cold patients may already be encouraged to try zinc acetate lozenges, but not to exceed 100 milligrams of elemental zinc per day for treating their colds. Interesting and useful advice. And now I want to tell you about something that we've been running this month. You may have seen a story in our newsletter about the benefits of extra virgin olive oil. And if you follow me on Facebook, you're aware that one of our sponsors this month is offering a terrific offer. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? And that's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, we've worked out a deal for you. You can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil. I use this stuff, and it's great. I get it drop shipped to me every couple of months. And I've always got a new selection of delicious fresh olive oil on hand for cooking and for salads. Now, this normally costs $39, but for just a dollar, no obligation to buy anything else, you can participate in the Fresh Olive Oil Club and get a sample. They're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils that I've ever tasted, and their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts. That's the business end of olive oil. It provides the cardiovascular benefits, the cancer preventive benefits, and so on. They're fresh from the harvest, and they make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit, here's the website, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, that is a true statement. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com for a special offer, $1 for a sample of terrific artisanal olive oil. All right, we'll be right back. We invite your questions. 877-268-2255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-TALK. And this week marks the first week that we've been fully operational with a brand new website for our supplements. If you click on the store at drhoffman.com, you'll be prompted to register for FullScript. FullScript is it's kind of like the Zappos of supplements. Well, it's got a little more of a gourmet influence because I personally curate the products on FullScript for our patients and for our listeners, and they're the highest quality, and they're sorted by condition, so you can find a product that meets your needs there, and it's great, it's convenient, you can order online, get prompt delivery, and it's a great way to meet your supplement needs. So check out drhoffman.com, click on the store, and register for FullScript. Check out the product offerings there. I personally have selected products over the years that work for my patients and that work for you. All right, let's take a call from one of our listeners who has left a message at drhoffman.com. If you go to drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac, on the right side, you'll see a box. If you click on the box, it'll prompt you to ask a question. We'll record the question, and then we'll answer it on the air, as we're about to, for Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Love your program. I am wondering about vitamin D. I have been taking 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D daily. However, Dr. Carolyn Dean and Morley Robbins say that vitamin D reduces our magnesium level to a point of severity. So I was wondering your thoughts. Should we or should we not be supplementing with vitamin D? Thank you.
Okay. That's an interesting question. And, you know, I know Carolyn Dean. She's the dean of magnesium research. And there may be, you know, I have to say that I haven't really seen that much in the scientific literature suggesting that vitamin D reduces magnesium. I think it's prudent to take vitamin D with magnesium together because they may act in a complementary fashion. So another companion nutrient for vitamin D might be vitamin K because they work similarly on bone metabolism and also to protect the arteries, reducing the risk of calcium deposits in atherosclerosis. So should you curtail your vitamin D because it reduces magnesium? No, you should simply take additional magnesium when you're taking vitamin D. I mean, you should take magnesium anyway, but I think there's a good synergy between the two. And it doesn't mean that one cancels the other out or any reason to reduce your intake. Thanks very much for your question. Good question, as usual, from our astute listeners. All right, this item, I have some more good news about chocolate. What else? Yeah, I love these stories. We already know that chocolate may be heart healthy. There's something about cocoa polyphenols that may work in some ways like green tea polyphenols. EGCG from green tea we know is heart healthy. Similarly, polyphenols from red wine, resveratrol, for example, certainly has heart benefits. And there are many polyphenols found in nature. Polyphenols can even be found in coffee, caffeic acid, and other aromatic compounds that flavor coffee may have heart benefits. So some studies suggest, because you think somebody drinks a lot of coffee, well, you know, they'd have a lot more heart problems, right? They'd have palpitations, and they'd have high blood pressure and high risk of heart attacks. No, it turns out that there may be some heart protective effects even of the dark polyphenols in coffee. So why not chocolate? Check it out. Yet another condition that may be benefited from chocolate consumption. Regular chocolate consumption may be linked to lower risk of atrial fibrillation. This according to a study in the journal Heart. Okay, big study, 55,000 men and women between 50 and 64, and this is part of what's called the Danish Diet, Cancer, and Health Study. And participants were asked to provide information on their usual weekly chocolate consumption. And what they found was that there was a benefit from consumption of chocolate. It didn't have to be dark chocolate. The strongest association seemed to be for women with one weekly serving of chocolate, while for men it had to be more. 2 to 6 weekly servings of chocolate conferred benefits. So the authors suggest that maybe that's just a coincidence, that people who consume chocolate live healthier lifestyles or more prosperous. But hey, eat up, especially the dark kind.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you, and we invite your phone calls. We're live. In spite of the fact that most radio is canned this weekend because of Memorial Day holiday, we're live, we're here. Call us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. That's a direct line into the doctor's office for questions related to medicine and or nutrition. And here's an item that relates to those light cigarettes. You ever come across one of those old crusty guys who rolls his own or still smokes Camels or Lucky Strikes and scoffs at those light cigarettes? I've met some of these guys, and they say, well, those light cigarettes, they cause even more cancer. Now, how could that be? Because, well, I'm a former smoker, and, you know, when it was stylish in the 70s to smoke, I was in college, and I struck a pose with my Camel cigarettes or Lucky Strikes. And then around that time, this is about 40, 50 years ago, light cigarettes came into prominence with the promise that they would deliver less tar, less in the way of cancer-causing chemicals. They would filter out the bad stuff. And you could see when you threw away the cigarettes that the filter was full of smudge, all the gunk that would have accumulated in your lungs without the filter. And I remember smoking true cigarettes. They had like a little piece of plastic in them, and you had to, you know, you could barely toke on those cigarettes because they were so hard to draw in, and there was no flavor whatsoever. He ended up smoking more cigarettes to get the same amount of nicotine. And finally, I gave up the ugly habit when I was in my early 20s. But I get it that some people are skeptical about these light cigarettes. Well, something interesting happened over the last 50 years that these cigarettes have been available. Though lung cancer rates have declined overall, and that's people, less people are smoking. Smokers are ostracized, they're penalized, they're practically, it's very un-PC to smoke. Although lung cancer rates have declined, the rates of adenocarcinoma, now the most common type of lung cancer, have risen dramatically over the past few decades. So what's up with that? I mean, the other type of cancer, small cell cancer, but adenocarcinoma has risen dramatically. So what do they think is going on? Well, researchers at Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center believe that light cigarettes are to blame, according to a recent study. Research shows the relationship between the additional holes in light cigarettes. You know, they have these little holes on the side so you can draw more air in. Supposedly that dilutes the smoke. Well, they found that the holes let smokers inhale more carcinogens, toxins, and mutagens compared to with regular cigarettes. So one of the lead researchers, Dr. Peter Shields, says, what is especially concerning is that these holes are still added to virtually all cigarettes that are smoked today. And so the filter ventilation holes change how the tobacco is burned, producing more carcinogens, which then allows the smoke to reach the deeper recesses of the lung where adenocarcinomas more frequently occur. And scientists have known that the change in the cell type of lung cancer correlated exactly with the time that filtered cigarettes went on the market. About one-third of lung cancer cases used to be adenocarcinomas. Now it's about 80 to 85%. And one of the top researchers, Dr. Norman Edelman, senior scientific advisor of the American Lung Association, says there is a correlation. There's something going on here. So, yeah, you know, you think you're getting less in the way of harmful stuff. You're fooling yourself. All right, if you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, well, of course, stop smoking. That's the first thing you ought to do. But here's a natural approach to blood pressure lowering that I really like. Been using it on my patients at the Hoffman Center for a year or so now, and it really works. And according to studies, it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. It's the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's based on grip strength, and no, you don't have to be Herculean in your ability to grip the device. It adjusts to your particular strength. Even older individuals or individuals with hand arthritis can use it. But if you consecrate 10 or 12 minutes of it per day to use of this device, at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. So to find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And there's a special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off in free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. Check it out, please. All right. You know, we often talk about the gut and the gut's relationship to so many things in the body. In fact, my newsletter article this week was based on Hippocrates, who 2,500 years ago stated all disease begins in the gut. And indeed, now, 2,500 years later, things are coming full circle. We're recognizing that the intestinal tract is not just a conduit for poop. It's a place that harbors a vibrant living population of hopefully healthy bacteria. But in the case of many individuals who are sick or chronically ill, they have bad bacteria. They have an imbalance of bacteria. And so in diabetes, it is now recognized that the intestinal bacteria may have an impact on metabolism and your risk of insulin resistance. And so we use natural things like probiotics. And one of my favorite things to use in diabetes is berberine. Berberine, for many years I used berberine for patients who had irritable bowel, you know, gas, bloating, indigestion, because it's a natural antibiotic. It reduces the overgrowth of bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. And in fact, berberine has been compared to a popular diabetes medication, metformin, as being virtually as helpful as metformin. Now, metformin is one of the oldest diabetes drugs. In my opinion, it's one of the safest, and it's one of the few that works. I mean, it's not that dramatically effective, but it actually helps patients lose weight. So what's up with that? Well, new research suggests that metformin may work by changing gut bacteria. It's not precisely known how metformin works. We know that it helps to lower blood sugar. We know that it helps some patients lose weight. And interestingly, sometimes when patients take metformin, they have gastrointestinal issues for a while. It takes a while, then they get used to it. And so it definitely has an effect on the gut. So what's going on? The researchers say that the gut microbiome may be a site of metformin action. This according to the journal Nature Medicine. Metformin is believed to lower blood sugar levels primarily by reducing the amount of glucose produced and released by the liver. But the slow-release versions of the drug appear to be just as effective, even though only small amounts of it ever reach the liver. So this caused researchers to suspect there was more to the story. And they drilled down, and what they found was that individuals taking metformin in a study performed at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden had drastic changes in their gut flora. The group showed a growth of strains of bacteria in their intestines called Akkermansia and Bifidobacterium. In case you don't know what Akkermansia is, there's a lot of research on Akkermansia as being the skinny probiotic. It's not yet been bottled and patented as a means of helping patients lose weight or combat diabetes, because it's unclear whether feeding it orally, whether it's going to get to the gut and proliferate and change the gut composition. It may be that taking things like berberine or taking metformin may shape the flora in the gastrointestinal tract in a way different than taking oral probiotics. But very cool study suggesting that even one of our most popular diabetes drugs works on the gastrointestinal tract, which is, that's the title of this week's article in our newsletter. You can find it at drhoffman.com. All disease begins in the gut, so said Hippocrates 2,500 years ago. He was onto something. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. If you're not too busy at the beach or the pool, give us a call. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-TALK is our number. We'll get to a phone call in just a moment. But this item, a California woman is suing Jelly Belly Candy, claiming that their beans were full of sugar. You know, it should have been a tip-off that the company's name is Jelly Belly Candy. But here's the story. First of all, this is one of those only in California stories. California is the most litigious state when it comes to lawsuits related to false promises about health products and foods. It is literally a minefield for supplement manufacturers, food manufacturers. You know, some of them have withdrawn entirely from the California marketplace because the laws there are so permissive of really ridiculous lawsuits. A San Bernardino County woman has filed suit against the Jelly Belly Candy Company, claiming that she was duped. She was duped into buying and eating sugar-filled jelly beans when she thought she was devouring performance-enhancing sport beans. Yeah, that's what they were called, sport beans. And that's a little shady. You know, it's like making a sort of a candy kind of thing and calling it a sport bean. Yeah, okay, on the principle that sugar is a fuel, okay, fine. Maybe you get a little bit of a buzz, temporary boost in your fuel consumption. But that's the wrong way to enhance athletic performance. The lawsuit said the candy company advertises its sport beans products to athletes as a, quote, energizing sports performance aid that contains vitamins, electrolytes, and carbohydrates. But there's a hidden ingredient. That ingredient, according to Gomez's attorneys, yes, they're on the case, those California attorneys. The company lists, quote, evaporated cane juice as an ingredient instead of sugar. They say, quote, to make the product appear even more appropriate for athletes and less like a candy. And the lawsuit says this is a deceptive business practice. And I don't know how much they're suing for, how many millions of dollars of restitution they want for the pain and suffering that this person experienced after having these sport beans that actually are full of sugar. And, you know, what is evaporated cane juice? Well, it's just another weasel word for sugar. There's so many of them. Dextrose, high fructose corn syrup, maltose, and so on and so on. And you have to be a careful consumer. But, you know, the FDA says that this designation is misleading and false because the term juice carries a healthy connotation. And when, in fact, when you evaporate cane juice, that's how you make sugar. That's the way traditionally you've made sugar. Now, a lot of sugar comes from beets, of course. The product, which costs about $7.99 for a six-pack and comes in berry, fruit punch, and lemon-lime flavors, is said by the manufacturer, quote, to be scientifically formulated to boost your sports performance. This is according to the company's website. So, you know, it's going to cost them a lot of money to defend this. They may win, but what a nuisance. A nuisance lawsuit. And, you know, I say educate people to be better consumers, and let's not hash these things out in the courtroom at great expense, often to the very taxpayers who are supposedly we want to protect. Okay, let's talk to Chris in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How are you doing, Chris?
Just fine. How are you doing, Doctor?
Excellent. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day.
Same to you. I just had a couple of quick questions for you. You know, you've always heard when you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, what not to take or what not to do. Do you know, could you suggest things to do? What vitamins to take?
Oh, sure.
Or what supplements?
Well, absolutely. You know, so things that help type 2 diabetes. Well, first of all, you know, one of my favorites is chromium. And chromium helps insulin tolerance. You want to actually, you're probably to some degree insulin resistant. In other words, the insulin is there, but your body's not utilizing it. Chromium helps you to better utilize insulin to normalize blood sugar. And so you want to take anywhere from 400 to even 800 or 1,000 micrograms of chromium. There's a nice product which we have on our FullScript website. Click on the store at drhoffman.com. It's called Diaxanol, which is a combination of several ingredients, including alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid has a nice blood sugar lowering effect. But as a diabetic, you want to take vitamin D, and you want to take magnesium as well. There's some studies that suggest that omega-3 fatty acids may help with insulin resistance. Certain herbal things like gymnema may be helpful for blood sugar control. So there are a variety of things that you can take. Normally, I have patients take something called CM Core, which is made from berberine. You know, we did this story earlier about metformin, which may be a drug that it's been recommended that you take if you have type 2 diabetes. But CM Core contains berberine, and berberine changes your flora in a beneficial way, just like metformin. And I found it very helpful for our type 2 diabetics. Are you on a special diet, at least?
No, he just said to avoid excess sugar and sweets and stay away from sodas.
I would go far further than that. You know, it's not just a matter of avoiding these obvious sources of refined carbohydrates. You should be on a very low-carb diet. That's the way to go because, I mean, your doctor's giving you sort of cursory nutritional advice. You should check out a low-carb diet program. You can adopt the salad and salmon program that we have at drhoffman.com, but don't include a lot of grains. In fact, if you could go to a grain-free diet, it would be enormously beneficial. Just eat vegetables and relatively small amounts of fruit, lots of protein, fish, chicken, eggs, and meat. But avoid carbohydrates from starchy grains, starchy vegetables, things like French fries, and avoid you know, juices too. Juices seem like wholesome and healthy, but they deliver just as much sugar as does soda. So, and make sure you put exercise into that equation as well, because 45 minutes of a combination of resistance training and aerobic exercise 3 times a week will do wonders for your blood sugar. So there you go. Those are some things you can do. And hey, call us back in a few couple of months after things move in the right direction for you. Thanks for calling. All right, thanks for joining us for this hour. We've got another hour live coming up, so 877-26-TALK for questions related to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.